Hi everyone, Dr. Will here with a new background. I'm not sure if people like it or not. I'm trying something a little different for a while. I'll probably go back to the beach scene behind me soon. But a lot of you that know me for a long time also know I'm kind of a Star Trek geek. So I have this as a background. Give me your feedback. I apologize. There's a mea culpa, first of all, to start off, is I sent out an email last week. It was kind of confusing. It was a mandated meeting, and I didn't quite put all the information that I needed to. I was in a hurry, I will admit. You know, I'd been up late trying to help someone else get their business online, a dance school, and some other stuff. So it was kind of, I got caught up in the moment, and I kind of let it coast for a while. So here's what I want to do, and this is mandated, especially for all my master trainers, which is I expect all my master trainers to start posting things on their Facebook page, other Facebook places, if you will, to your accounts on how we can help people cope in this crisis. So put up some free things, right? Just put up like, here's a technique and that. Speaking of that, I am moving ahead with the NLP virtual conference. I've thought about it. Then I put it on the back burner because, to be honest with you, I put it out there and there wasn't a lot of traction, even among my trainers and all the people like that. So I'm like, eh. And then, you know, there's a lot of virtual conferences. There was just one, but Paul Ramsey put on. So there's that. So what I decided to do after talking to several people is it's a Facebook page. It's a free Facebook page that the link will be below. And so make sure that you go there and you get join the group. And then what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to reach out to selected people, or you reach out to me, and we'll make a recording of you doing your favorite NLP technique, right? Just whatever it is. You know, a basic technique, an advanced technique, maybe one you've kind of jazzed up that you do yourself, and we'll record it and we'll put it on the free Facebook page. And this is open for anyone, NLP or not. So you could do the technique just like you're talking to the camera, like we're doing an online session. And this will get info out there because it looks like we're going to be in a lockdown for a little bit longer. So we've got time. So why not every day I'm going to try to post something. I have some recordings I've saved, though I'll start putting this up. But I don't want it about me. I want it about all my trainers and all the excellent people that are out there. I've got a video that she's working on the last bits. One of our trainers and people, Carolyn East from Oregon in the U.S., she had a surgery done just using NLP and hypnosis techniques. No anesthetic, and she had it videotaped. And so what she'll do is she'll be showing that it's a port. She had a port removed. And so I forget where I'm just pointing. So she'll watch the video. She'll do a voiceover of this is how she did it. This is how it worked, which is great for us. We talk about the power of hypnosis and NLP. So, I mean, things like that. Maybe you have one. Maybe you work with a client. Maybe you have a video from something else. It's just things to get up there, and it'll just sit there. Again, put in your contact info. I don't want it to become a sales pitch or anything like that, but contact info is always wonderful. People may want to join your mailing list or follow you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those wonderful things. Because we do have this downtime. It's another time for all of us that have kind of dragged our feet on how to do online sessions. I just walked some people through that. How to get your Instagram and your Twitter things going. So all of that, you know, and I will admit I'm not up to speed on everything that I should be. I kind of knew about how to change my background for quite a while, but I never got into it till I was teaching a class and somebody asked me how to do it. And I'm like, and I remembered and I did it. I can now also do things Facebook Live, right from Zoom. I've kind of avoided that. Usually a lot of you've seen me do my Zooms. I'll be doing a Zoom here and I'll have my cell phone set up right there and I'll kind of go back and forth. I did that for a specific reason because I wanted on my Zoom to have like PowerPoint, things like that. Now, I know I could share that on the Facebook Live, but I was doing that to make sure that my groups had some exclusive information that everyone wasn't getting. So that I try to share and be as transparent as possible about why I'm doing what I'm doing. So anyway, there's no mandated meeting. But I will be reaching out, and I will expect people to do a recording via Zoom, maybe put it on YouTube. There's a lot of, I would say Zoom or YouTube it, or get in touch with me and we'll record it. And so we can put it up on the Facebook page, which is below. And make sure you join it. Make sure you share it with other people. It's just different techniques. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is my big goal. This is what I've been thinking about, right? Besides, I've been very busy trying to, you know, maintain and get everything kind of flipped over to more of an online thing. And again, we're going to be doing some different things in the next few weeks. I want to have a meeting coming up on how to transition different parts of your business online, you know, and why you want to have, you know, maybe a three-prong approach, brick and mortar, online, and other aspects of what we're doing. So anyway, let's have some fun with this. I'd like to thank you for this. Again, you know, I'm helping people. If you have any questions, reach out. A lot of this, we're in this together because this is kind of a uncharted territory, right? We're adapting and improvising as we go. So, you know, not everyone has the answers. I would be very nervous about people that say they have all the answers because everything's changing very quickly. And again, you know, so it's like that. I'll be doing a webinar on how to take your business online for one of the organizations. That's fine. I'll do another one of those. And I use Zoom. And the reason I use Zoom is I found it very easy to use. I like the way it does recordings. Like right now, there's obviously we're doing a video. You might be watching a video, or you may be listening to the audio because I'll put that up on my iTunes account, right? On my podcast. And Zoom was the easiest I found to give you two different tracks that are easy. I don't have to go in and convert anything. I don't have to get the raw file and take the audio out and put it over here, you know. So that's why I do that. Someone asked, why do I tell the people if I'm going to coach you how to do online? I'm going to suggest Zoom because it's what I know, right? I'm not going to try to teach something I don't know right now. And I don't have the time to go back and relearn. I used to use GoToMeeting. There's another couple and good ones out there. But right now, I'm going to use what I know and what I know works. And, you know, there's some arguments behind the scenes about which is better. I'm not trying to control this. I'm not trying to set all these, you know, rules and regulations. It's kind of uncharted territory. We're seeing it change drastically here in the United States. You know, the APA and the AMA have loosened their regulations on doing telemedicine and telemental health. And the only thing I would postulate to everyone is once they make a change, it's hard once this crisis passes, and it will pass, it's kind of hard to pull people back, you know, into the old way, you know. And, you know, I always default to one of my old favorite sayings, the only easy day was yesterday, you know. So it's changing as we go. So kind of keep that in your mind. The only easy day was yesterday. Today, things are changing. Let's adapt and improvise and have some fun. So again, join the Facebook page. Email me. Let me know if you want to do a live one. We'll figure out a time. If you have a recording, just give me the link. If you put it up on YouTube, which I would suggest you put it on YouTube. And again, why not populate your content as much as possible? So, you know, if you do a YouTube video, great. Give me the YouTube link. I'll put that in the website or into the Facebook page. It'll populate there and everything begins to interplay. Again, this is how we take our business online. So let's have some fun with this. I just wanted to get this out there to everybody. This will also be in the Facebook group on my Facebook page. And again, just in general, start doing some Facebook Lives. Maybe I've seen people doing stress relaxation and all of that. So make sure you do that and reach out to groups outside of just our hypnosis and NLP world. Too many times, my only critique would be is a lot of us, our whole lists are hypnotists and NLPers, it seems like. Well, don't just market to each other or don't take this to each other. Figure out ways to put it into your, you know, your community. Maybe the town you live in has a Facebook page. Make sure you post it there. Hey, here's Dr. Will from Venice, Florida. I run Suncoast Hypnosis in Port Charlotte. Here's a, there is a page, here's a free relaxation to help manage stress, and just put it up there so people can use it. You know, I know I have someone up in Pennsylvania that's doing that. You know, there's a lot of things. Let's get creative, and any good ideas, share with the group so maybe all of us can begin to do it. So again, I'd like to thank everybody. Keep in touch. Again, mea culpa about the misinformation from the email a while ago about a mandated meeting. So we'll have some fun with this. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Stay in touch. Stay safe. And remember, in this, you know, the universe manifests what you focus on. So focus on positive, upbeat things, and let's do this together. Have a great day.